Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Risa. And wow, what a busy time it's been. With the, you know, we had Halloween. We had our great dance awards last night.
I was going to say, did you go trick-or-treating, Jim?
Well, not really, Risa. I kind of passed on that. But, you know, I'm trying to do the stay away from sweets things. And when I have a bag full of candy, it's hard to...
I boycotted Halloween this year, and I went to the spa. I had a facial and a massage and a very peaceful, trick-or-treat-free environment.
Very important. Very important. Well, you know, I saw you last night at the 2014 World Dance Awards, and I'll tell you what, I was impressed. They really put on a good show. The performers were great. Those people worked so hard. And, you know, I was really impressed. You know, they had the footing and the awards. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And those dancers, I mean, they could really move. I mean, I can bust a move a little bit on the red carpet. I can do a little twerking. But, I mean, they were doing flips. They were rolling around and dancing on the ground. They were twisting and contorting. It was absolutely fabulous.
Risa, I'm gonna put you on the spot. We got our big dance awards and we got Halloween kind of squeezed together. So I'm gonna ask you two questions, kind of mix them together, okay?
Okay.
What do ghosts dance to?
Oh,
now you're pretty informed.
I see a bad joke coming.
How about let's move along. How about soul music?
What do they dance to? Soul.
Soul music. And okay, I'll give you one more chance, Reith, and that's it. Why did the skeleton sit out at the dance?
He had
nobody to dance with. Okay, let's move along. Sorry. I just had to kind of put the dance and the Halloween together, sorry. But
keep
it was
your day
great,
job,
though.
Jim. Keep your day job.
Yeah. But no, it was great, and it was nice seeing you last night. Here we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, the World Dance Awards was one of my hot topics, so we've kind of touched on that, but it really was quite fabulous. They gave out lots of awards to the choreographers I didn't realize, you know, I think we take dance for granted sometime. We see it in commercials and we don't think about it. We see it on the shows. And they were saying that they don't have the big dance numbers that we remember. I remember the Carol Burnett show. They had all the big dance numbers and the June Taylor dancers and what have you. But there is still a real market for dancing and real choreography. And we saw some excellent work last night at the World Dance Awards. And it was covered by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. And so those pictures are going to be up somewhere on the network sometime soon, I'm sure. They did interviews. They took pictures. Absolutely. That's where it's going to be, easywaybroadcasting.com. That's where you can find everything Easy Way, though. Just go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You'll find it there. And then I went to another event last night also. I went to see Tony LaBianca. Some of you may remember Tony from way back. And he did a one-man show about LaGuardia. And it was an absolutely wonderful show, and it was LaGuardia's last day in office as the mayor of New York in 1945, but you would have thought it took place today. Everything was so topical, everything he was saying, everything LaGuardia had, I'm assuming that they had quoted him, everything he was talking about would absolutely apply for today. So if anyone ever gets an opportunity to go see Tony LaBianca's one-man show, The Little Flower, about Fiorello LaGuardia, it's an excellent night of theater.
And that's the Easy Way Broadcasting fan page. We could see what you're talking about with the dancing and everything. And Eric covered it.
Absolutely. You know, it was wonderful.
You get to see everything. And I thought you'd be up on stage doing your twerking. But we got a little bit of that on the carpet.
Absolutely. I twerk every chance I get. And your hot topic.
Well, I'm just going to briefly touch on, you know, we're so bombarded with the news. And it's good to keep up with the news. We want to be informed. But, you know, I've been talking to people, and you just get this dismal thing people have, because whether it's our cell phone, it's watching TV, which is everybody's online, and you're just hearing the, you know, the scenario with the terrorists, the scenario with the diseases going around, or hit and run, or whatever it is. It's basically, unfortunately, the good stuff doesn't sell. It's the negative stuff. So while we're being bombarded with the news, and then we say, well, let's stop off and watch a movie, and then we'll see some kind of movie that's got the negative aspect to it, a drug movie or a murder movie. All right, then you'll sit down and read a book, and it's the same scenario. You grab a book that's – what the point of this is, it's let's start switching to a more positive mode. Maybe back on the news a little bit, maybe watch something a little bit more positive, read a more positive book. It's like – toxins. You know, if we keep pouring in the sugar and salt, our body is filled full of toxins. Well, it's kind of similar from, I don't have time for the statistics, but the research shows that it's a lot better for you emotionally to input a little bit of the positive. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Well, let's have a positive commercial. How about that?
Positive spin on things. Exactly.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
And Aretha, I think we have an interesting guest on today, Jarby Hutchinson, president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and a Society of Young Musicians. What a life he has. Jarby, are you on the line?
I'm here. I'm right on the line.
There he is.
Well, welcome, Jarby. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great this morning, and things are going excellent. We're working right along, making it all come together and making it all happen.
Well, Jarby, you've got a lot on your plate. Hollywood Celebrity Toy Drive, the Children's Hospital, Lady in Red event. But before we get there, I just want to touch base on your life. You know, what kind of brought you in this direction, Jarby? You have so many years in the industry. Where was that point at where you kind of leaned over towards the entertainment business?
Well, I leaned over. I started originally in the pageantry world after Vanessa Williams won the title as Miss America. They were Jerry Buss, the owner of the Foreman Lakers, was a very good friend of mine before his demise, and he recommended me to the program to he knew I was involved in pageantries, and he recommended me into the Miss America program to become one of their official judges. So I went through their whole training process, and that's where it all began. After judging state pageants and traveling around the United States judging pageants, that's where it all began to happen of my involvement in the entertainment world.
Wow, met a lot of interesting people.
Yes.
Well, Jarby, I never knew the judges got trained for Miss America. So it's not just someone spouting off their opinion. You actually have a criteria to judge people.
Yes. What happens is they do bring in some celebrity judges, but most in part, we go through a training process of the whole procedures of the different categories and what they're looking for and what we should be observing for, and what makes a good winner. And it's basically not all about the beauty when it comes to the Miss America pageant system. It's about the talent is 50%, and so much as the interview is a pretty high rating, and then the swimsuit is the last in terms of rating. It's not as critical as the other one. So it tends to balance out. And one thing about their program, it's in their voting process, it shows you that you never know who will walk away that night of winning the title. It doesn't always be the one everyone may necessarily think. It's also behind the scenes of the talent and the interview and what all goes in process.
Interesting. Yeah, you really have to keep up and learn a lot about the people.
How did you make the jump from pageantry to the Multicultural Motion Picture Association? I said it right.
Yes, you did. Well, I saw the need of bringing people together and knowing that everyone has come from all over. We have a melting pot here from all over the world, and I saw the need of bringing people together. And we all have a story to tell, and I thought this was the way to bring in the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. And from that was born the annual Diversity Awards, and that's where I was originally when I first started. It was they had named Minority, but after our first year, I changed it to the Diversity Awards because I know that a lot of the celebs said that they thought that diversity would be much more catching to the attention of everyone. And at that point, it was at a time that it was political. Some of the execs told me it was political correct, but they said in the near future they felt that it would be one of the biggest shows that could possibly be taking off. And now at this particular point, look like we're heading in the right direction with some of the networks.
Wow. And you created the Easy Achievement Award. We've seen you at so many events, Jarvi, and we've been to your events. But the Easy Achievement Award, you put together for Eric, and then it was passed along after he received it to Larry Namer, the co-founder of Ian Shelley Hunt, the founder of Women of Global Change. How did that come about?
Well, after I saw the involvement with Eric Zuli and his work and what he has done in so many areas of charities and great causes and being supportive, I thought this was a way of bringing in a young person and letting them shine and letting their work be seen by so many others, and it could be motivating to other young people, and as well as it would also give recognition to someone that Eric feels is worthy of his award. And I think this is a way to really enhance our young people and let them know that so much we could do and so much we can make a difference in lives. And I thought Eric's career played a very integral part of naming that award. And that has been the only award that I've named in someone's name of that angle in the award show business that we have. So we're very fond of that.
And we tried to pass it along to notable people, with Larry Namer. He founded E, and he's done good works around the world. And Shelley is definitely, she's always traveling around the world.
Yes.
Doing good for people. But your own plate, Jarvi, I mean, is very impressive. Going in the past, you have so many things that you've done, so many charities you've worked with, but on the table today now, you've got the Hollywood Celebrity Toy Drive and Children's Hospital. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Oh, sure. Currently underway planning the 14th annual Hollywood Toy Drive. We're making a change in some of it this year. We're kind of creating more involvement of the entertainment and celebrity community. We're going to turn it around. This will be our first year that we're bringing on sponsors to cover the whole entire expenses of it, as where we could allow the guests to come and bring just toys and being a part of it and have quite a big reception with our hors d'oeuvres and a dessert hour and spirits and good entertainment while we benefit a great cause. We're benefiting the public social services where kids that are taken away from homes and put into group homes, as where, as for parents that have gone into prisons or problems or whatever needs that these kids are left aside, and we want to make a difference in their lives. And along with the Children's Hospital, that we each year we make sure that they are given toys, and also for the Toys of Tots. They do a lot around the whole United States in terms of giving to the kids that are in various needs of in communities that is much needed. So it should be a great year, and this is the first year that we're having a co-chair that's going to be handling this and a celebrity that will be there this year. So I think it's going to be a huge event, and everyone's going to be invited to come out, and we're going to be putting this forward on Wednesday, December the 17th, and it's going to be held at Raleigh Studios, right across from Paramount Studios, and it's from 6 until 10 p.m., and it's going to be a fun evening of holiday cheer.
That's going to put a
and
smile on your face, Turf.
How will people be able to track the event? Is it going to be a Facebook event, or is there a web page?
Well, we're going to let it be more. Since we are changing it around a little bit, we're going to be let it be more invited guests, more. But we will open up to some of our people that come each year. We're not going to just phase out everybody, but we're going to be more selective. Because with the names that we're having and being participating, I don't want to make it too entirely just any and everybody come. I want to make it a little more selective in getting people there, but we don't want to turn away people that want to support a great cause. So we're going to be selecting people that really have a will to come out and to support the cause and be there, but not just wanting
good.
To bring everybody and come along and have a good time.
Good plan, Jarv. And, you know,
yes.
Eric did that toy drive, and I'll tell you, the smiles you see on these kids' faces, you're going to love it. Now,
yes.
God bless you for that, Jarv. Now, the Lady in Red, November 8th.
Yes. Well, no, that has been moved. We moved that around to the first of the year because we found that we're taking it into a dinner show this year, and we're involving entertainment. We're involving there's about 10 women that are being honored in various areas of education, entertainment, law, medicine, and the list goes out of the women that are now currently being, we have all our resumes in from them. We're making our selections. So it's going to be a much extensive event. It's going to benefit Stand Up for Cancer as well. Of course, you know, the proceeds will go in that direction. And it's an evening that all the ladies come out. Everyone wears red. The men wear dark suits with red accessories. And it's going to be a fun evening. And we're taking it on a higher level, which is the Diamond Rose Awards, Lady in Red, where all the ladies come out. I think it's a fun evening and for a great cause. And I think it's going to be a very well-attended event. And we're looking at that. It's going to be the third week in February.
Okay. Sounds like you're really growing that. That's going to be quite an event.
Yes.
I think I'll see you there, Jarv.
Oh, yeah. Well, yep. We certainly want to see you there. And we didn't want to forget about, you know, the American Society of Young Musicians. That probably may be in April. We're honoring Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan, right.
Yes. We're adjusting things. And, of course, there's other honorees, but she's receiving the highest honor this year, the Trailblazer Award, in which such people have received it from us before, as Dionne Warwick, Burt Bacharach, Little Richard, Quincy Jones, Stevie Wonder, Liza Minnelli, and the list goes on. So it's going to be quite an evening.
Well, you've got a full
plate,
Jarv. Well,
Jarvie, you already always have great events. I always have a wonderful time whenever I attend any of your events, and your awards are always wonderful, and the entertainment's always great. And how can people keep up with you? How can they get to the MMPA website?
Yeah, so they can go to www.thediversityawards.org, or they could also Google multicultural, all one word, motion picture association, and that would give our number to our offices, area code 310-358-8300. Let me give that number again, 310-358-8300. If they would love to get involved as a volunteer or would like to join as a member of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, or if they would like to even be a sponsor. So we're pretty much open. But I wanted to, if I could elaborate for just a moment, Alita, we honored you at our Emmy party a year or two ago, and we were very honored to have you there. And you've been so supportive, and both of you have been both so supportive of our organization, and we're very fond of both of you, and we really appreciate the support and all the things that both of you are giving back and doing in our community as well.
Well, Eric likes to support you with his social media power, you know.
Yeah, and I appreciate the award I received, which is absolutely gorgeous, and it was a lovely event, as all of your events are. And it's always great coming to your events.
Yes, and we're very honored that you come out and support each event and be there. You are very supportive in the community with your schedule, and I prefer to Mr. Zooey, as I call him Dad, because I feel like I'm a part of Eric Zooey. So I said, Dad, I always refer to you as Dad, too, because you are a people person. You've helped many young people, and you reach out to encourage young people. And both of you are very dynamic, and we're very honored to have a show on air like this, and we're very proud of that.
Thank you, Jarv.
Well, thank you. And you're also on Facebook, right?
Yes, I am. They could go to Facebook under Multicultural Motion Picture Association, MMPA, and my page is at this point is full. I'm going to start another page, but it's under Jarvie, J-A-R-V-E-E, Hutcherson, H-U-T-C-H-E-R-S-O-N. And we're very proud to have everyone at this, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and the American Society of Young Musicians are both national organizations, and there's membership involved. If you want to be involved with an organization that don't have to necessarily be a celeb or an entertainer, you could be perhaps a movie or TV buffer that you just like to watch and be up on things and want to be a part of our program. So that's where we tend to reach many people, because if they're not involved in the entertainment industry, a lot of the organizations you can't become a member of, because you have to be either producer, director, writer, or an actor to really be a part of it or some part of the entertainment scene. And this program is more designed where people can be a part of it, perhaps if they're not.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Jarvie. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Jarv, for coming
on.
I know you're
so
busy,
much.
Guy.
We appreciate the work that you both are doing, and I look forward of all our listeners being a part of our program and seeing how they could participate and reach out and help the program to keep going for it.
All right, Jarvie. Thank you much for coming on.
All right.
And,
thanks so much.
We'll see you at the next event.
Very good. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Aretha, I'll let you go into your tech time because I want to hear what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, baby boomers. It's time for Jim's. From Jim.
We're gonna have a brief Jim.
We're gonna have a brief Jim, and basically, folks, I just want to emphasize, and I'll keep it short. I just keep hearing over and over from people about how the proverbial nest egg is just disappearing shortly after people retire, and I'm gonna go on this more in depth next week. But I want you to realize that it's not the end of the road. There are many alternatives out there, and it doesn't mean you have to go out and fill out an online application and get involved in something that you don't really want to do. There's a lot of other avenues for you, and there's home businesses, and there's just a variety of ways that you can pick up some extra income to get that nest egg back up again. So all is not lost. In some future reports, I'm going to fill you in on some fun stuff that will, like I said, build that little savings that you have back up and get back on track. So I told you, Aretha, I'll keep it short because I'm anxious to hear your latest tech issue, because I'm really keeping notes on what you're saying.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, today I just want to talk about a couple of new gadgets that are out. Now, we all know that you can have wireless speakers for your phones and for your computers and stuff, but there's a new set out called Siren Pro. It's S-Y-R-E-N Pro, P-R-O. And the Siren Pro is a wireless, weather-resistant, outdoor Bluetooth speaker with true wireless stereo. So it pairs with your phone or with your tablet or with your computer. and you get true wireless stereo sound out of these speakers. A lot of times, even though it's getting to be winter, we live in California, we can still be outdoors, and we want to take our sounds outside, but we want everybody else to hear them too. So this is a great way you can have a wireless Bluetooth speaker and get 360-degree sounds. And it's weather-resistant, so those of you that are in the colder climates but you still want to be outside, you can use them too. And I also want to talk about the LifeScribe Echo Smart Pen. Everybody doesn't like using the keyboard, so the LifeScribe Echo Smart Pen, you actually write on a special paper, and it allows you to record sound while you're writing. So when you take your notes, you can be listening to the lecture, record the lecture. This is great for students. And at the same time, you can take your notes. And you can actually take the pen and tap it on certain places in your notes, and it'll actually play back what was being said at the time that you took that note. And you can save and share the notes to your computer, your iPad, your iPhone. It uses a micro USB connector, and you can recharge the pen. It has a memory storage that holds up to 400 to 800 hours of recorded audio, depending on which size pen you buy. And it's an absolutely wonderful thing. I've been using it for years. And then when I don't have it with me, I say, wait, why didn't I bring my LifeScribe pen? Life would be so much easier. I could record this conference or this lecture or whatever and actually have the sound and my notes synchronized. So LifeScribe, check out their products. And last, Logitech has a Bluetooth multi-device keyboard. So sometimes we'll get a keyboard and it only works with our phone, or it only works with our tablet, or it only works with our computer. Logitech has a Bluetooth multi-device keyboard that works on all platforms and all different devices. So you can have that keyboard for those of us who don't like those little tiny screen keyboards, or we've got, I'll say, fluffy fingers, and we want to use a keyboard instead of trying to press those little buttons. You can get this Logitech Bluetooth multi-device keyboard, and you only need one keyboard for all your devices. So those are three new devices that are out that people might be interested in.
Wow. That's amazing. And how do you make a decision, Reith? I mean, you have a phone and or a device, and it's really nice. I mean, it does what you want. But are you hesitant on buying that because you hear in the airwaves somewhere that something else is coming out that's really going to be cooler, and that's endless scenario, you know?
It's endless.
How do you play that card?
It's endless. You make a decision. I talked to someone yesterday who said they had an iPhone 5 and they upgraded to an iPhone 6. I don't understand why anyone in their right mind went from a 5 or a 5S to a 6. There's just not that big of a difference. The 4s, the 4Ss, yes, it was a leap in technology. So you just have to choose. I've got this. I went from the 4S to the 6. I don't plan to get another iPhone or other phone until iPhone comes out either with like a iPhone 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Or I change platforms altogether. Now, that projection phone, I'm looking at that kind of hard. Now, that might have to be a second phone because that has a whole lot of implications on its own. But you just have to make a choice of what you need right now, and then just know the technology is going to change tomorrow.
Yeah, I know when Eric goes to an event like that Dance Wars last night, you know, he'd start getting a line by them. People would gather around him because what's the latest in social media and what's the latest in technology? And they want to, if they have something, they want to present it to him. And I don't know, it just goes so rapidly. It's just amazing how, what a business to be in if you're actually in that business of development. Because, you know, the guy in back is waiting to, you know, outdo you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's the whole thing. You develop something, and a year later, you sell it for $1 billion. But we're out of time, Jim, and I don't have that billion-dollar idea today. It's been great as always. We'll see you next Monday at 10 a.m. right here on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Thank you guys for stopping in and visiting with Reith and I. See you next week.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Reitha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with EZ's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Reitha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.